As for this year's Boston Marathon, 6 days away, 36,000 people will be hitting the streets as official participants in it. That's 9,000 more than last year. They're coming from countries all over the world, as usual, and they're running for lots of different reasons. Maybe to break a personal record, or to support a cause, or just to stay in shape. The World's Matthew Bell spoke with one first-time Boston runner who wants to make a national statement with his participation.
When Lukeman Faley laces up his running shoes on Monday morning, like many of his fellow marathoners, he'll be doing it for charity. Two different charitable organizations, actually. But he'll also be committing an act of international diplomacy. Faley is the Iraqi ambassador to the United States. But on April 15th of last year, the day of the Boston Marathon attack, Faley was finishing up his stint as Iraq's top diplomat in Japan.
Well, when I was ambassador in Tokyo, and a tragic event took place last year, by that time I was aware I would be coming over to the United States as ambassador.
Faley had run two marathons before, both in Tokyo, so as he watched the news from Boston on TV, he quickly decided to sign up for this city's marathon in 2014.
So I was very keen to put a statement of solidarity with our American friends that we are there to fight terrorism together. Iraq has had tragic issues with terrorism as a challenge, and I'm here to signify a sign of solidarity with the American people.
But how can you even begin to compare what happened here in Boston to the current situation in Iraq? On the morning I interviewed Faley, multiple car bombs had exploded in Baghdad. At least 18 people were dead, dozens wounded, and yet it was just another day in the life of Iraq. I mentioned to Faley a number put out recently by the United Nations.
8,868 people were killed in Iraq last year. You know, as tragic as the events in Boston were, you just look at it, it's just a completely different scale we're talking about.
In Iraq, we have proven beyond any shadow of a doubt that we are very tenacious people. We will have this fight. We will carry on fighting terrorism. We will put up with it. We will win. We made it loud and clear to everybody. And people have sort of appreciated that of our character to fight terrorism day in, day out with that sort of scale and viciousness.
Faley says his country has become a magnet for international terrorists. The chaos next door in Syria is spilling over the border into Iraq. But the ambassador wants Americans to know that it's not a lost cause. Iraqis are looking forward to national elections at the end of the month, he says, and there's opportunity for social and economic development.
We have a great relationship with the White House. We would like to strengthen that relationship with the White House and other U.S. institutions who have had a role in Iraq before.
Faley says he's not talking about putting American boots back on the ground in Iraq, but he says Baghdad would like closer cooperation with Washington. As for the race, Faley knows the course in Boston is famously tough. He's 48 years old and not thinking about breaking any records.
No, not even my own record. I mean, in Tokyo, it's a flat. Here, you have hills up and down and so on. So a key object for me or target is just to complete it within the allowed time and to complete it comfortably, because I think it's important that I enjoy the event and also that I do it within a reasonable sort of shape.
And we wish Iraqi Ambassador to the U.S. Lukeman Faley and all the runners next week clear skies and a crisp tailwind. That report from the World's Matthew Bell.